It's been more than 30 years since Alabama voters last chose a Democrat in a presidential general election, and many people in the state think the possibility of that happening again is slim. However, University of Alabama political science professor Dr. Patrick Cotter says there might be a chance.
The unknown about this year's election is turnout. You keep reading stories in Alabama and elsewhere in the country about large numbers of people becoming registered to vote, and no one knows what that means. And we won't really until after the fact. Maybe this is an election which just breaks all the rules of the past.
And that's what the folks at the Obama headquarters in Bessemer hope to see in their area. But don't expect to see them stay there long. It's places like Central Park in Birmingham where supporters like Gwen Alexander go after the voters.
Y'all registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Sound good?
Wait a minute. And most people are telling me, yeah, and I got everybody in my family.
This is just one of the groups in the area with the same mission, getting voters. Supporters on the ground doing the legwork for the Obama campaign hope to see all of their previously registered voters at the polls in November. But more importantly, they hope to reach out to potential voters who have until now been uninterested in voting. Roosevelt Gillespie of Bessemer says he can see a difference.
There's been at least a 75% increase in voter registration right here in Bessemer, Alabama, and it's gaining daily. And I think it's because of who the candidates are.
Political scientists like Dr. Cotter say they think a trend called racial block voting, or voting for a candidate of the same race, could shake up traditional patterns in the state.
I think that the key to Democratic electoral success in deep southern states is to build a coalition of white and black voters. And that's based upon not only gaining a large majority, overwhelming majority of black voters, but getting a high level of turnout as well.
And if that's the case, then the large African-American population in the Birmingham metro area is a prime target for Obama supporters like Arnett Ross of Birmingham.
Oh, there's been a large increase of the number of voters being registered. I mean, I walk out of this volunteer office here in Bessemer with 50 or 60 voter registration and also absentee ballots. And when I come back, they're all filled out and they're all put in. So we're talking about 60 times, and I do this two or three times a week. So even myself, I'm looking at 180 people.
And this is certainly not an isolated incident within the state. All signs point to even more turnout than the highest recorded in 1992, which drew about 71% of Alabama voters. Jefferson County has been reporting between 3,000 to 5,000 new applications a day, no doubt in part from the efforts of groups in the African American community, according to Alabama Supervisor of Voter Registration, Ed Packard.
There's some groups that we hear from every year, but we're starting to hear from some groups that we haven't heard from before. We're also hearing from some of the black fraternities at the different colleges where they want to do drives on their campus.
Even with the additional hype about registration, all of this won't matter if these new participants don't make it out to the polls in November, and strategists still don't give Obama much of a chance for upsetting McCain in Alabama. But still, people like Roosevelt Gillespie echo the theme of hope, keeping Alabama Democrats carrying on.
The chances for Alabama changing from a red state to a blue state is a long shot there, but let's face it, every once in a while a golf hits a hole-in-one.
And just what are the odds of sinking a hole-in-one? About 12,000 to 1. For Alabama Public Radio, I'm Daniel Cherry.